ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narad and King Prachir Barhi, Text 78. Please kindly repeat. Yada Akshay Charitan Dhyayan Karmani आचिनुते असकृत सती कर्मणि अविद्यायां बंधः कर्मणि अनात्मनः। यदाक्षैश्चरितान् ध्यायन् यदाक्षैश्चरितान् ध्यायन् कर्माण्याचिनुते सकृत् सति कर्मण्यविद्यायां बंधः कर्मण्यनात्मना यदाक्षैश्चरितान् ध्यायन् कर्माण्याचिनुते सकृत् सति कर्मण्यविद्यायां बंध कर्मण्यनात्मना। यदाक्षैश्चरितान् ध्यायन् कर्माण्याचिनुते सकृत् सति कर्मण्यविद्यायां बंध कर्मण्यनात्मना। यदा वेन अक्षैहि बाय द सेंसेस चरितान् प्लेजर्स एंजॉयड ध्यायन् थिंकिंग ऑफ कर्माणि एक्टिविटीज आचिनुते परफॉर्म्स असकृत ऑलवेज सति कर्मणि व्हेन मटेरियल अफेयर्स कंटिन्यू अविद्यायां अंडर इल्यूजन बंध बॉन्डेज कर्मणि इन एक्टिविटी अनात्मनः of the material body. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. Once again you can hear. Pay your attention. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in the material field, he enjoys the senses. And while enjoying the senses, he creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. purport. While in the subtle body, we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification. These plans are recorded in the spool of one's mind as bija, the root of fruitive activities. In conditional life, the living entity creates a series of bodies one after another, and this is called karma bandhana. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, yagyarthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. If we act only for the satisfaction of Vishnu, there is no bondage due to material activity. But if we act otherwise, we become entrapped by one material activity after another. This is a very important statement. Under the circumstances, it is to be supposed that by thinking, feeling and willing, we are creating a series of future material bodies. In the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anadi karma phale padi bhavaranava jale, the living entity falls into the ocean of karma bandhana as a result of past material activities. Instead of plunging oneself into the ocean of material activity, one should accept material activity only to maintain body and soul together. The rest of one's time should be devoted to engaging in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. In this way, one can attain relief from the reactions of material activity. Omagyana timirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurmritam yena tasmai shri guruve namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhuvya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat krupatamam vande shri guru dina tarinam paramanandam adam shri chaitanyeshwaram. Yadakshya ischaritan dhyayan karmanya chinute sakrut sati karmanya vidyayam bandha karmanya anatmana. Once again, hear the translation. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in the material field, he enjoys the senses. And while enjoying the senses, he creates another series of material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as a conditioned soul. Hare Krishna. So initially I was a little bit fearful that when I was asked to give Bhagavatam class, especially amongst the residents of Vrindavan, all the most exalted Vaishnavas are here. But then suddenly in the morning I came to know that Krishnanand Prabhu is giving the Hindi class. So it was a big relief. Most of the devotees are there. So although I may not be qualified to speak specially on this subject matter, the tendency to enjoy sense gratification, but as a part of service, with your kind permission and also with your blessings, I'll try to speak something. So the from 75 to 78, these are the four verses where Narad Muni is speaking about, you can say, the mechanism of transmigration, how the transmigration takes place from one body to another. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes the first statement: while in the subtle body we create many plans to enjoy sense gratification, and these plans are recorded in the spool of one's mind as bija. So how one gets the material body, that has been explained here, that practically every moment, even when we are sleeping, the thought process is always going on. And the way you think, it has been said that watch your thought, it becomes your action. Watch your action, it becomes your habit. Watch your habit, it becomes your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. So everything starts from the thought process. So one has to be very careful, especially what kind of thoughts one is having. Because the kinds of thoughts you have, or the kinds of thoughts, or the kinds of desires one have, accordingly, that many kinds of bodies one gets. You always hear that someone having the desire to sleep a lot, then he gets the body of a bear. Someone has a tendency to or desire to eat anything, then he gets the body of a hog. So as many desires as we have, that many bodies are already ready in advance for us, we can say. The example has been given, like anyone, if you have the experience of swimming, so especially when you go for swimming, and if you really want to go deep into the ocean, and you want to get the gems which are there in the ocean, what is the prerequisite? Yeah, you take breath. Also, if you have to enter in the ocean and you have to go deep, you need a swimming suit. They have a swimming suit. So as many gems you want, that many times you have to wear the swimming suit. So each and every material desire is like a gem, you can say. And 84 lakh species are like 84 lakh swimming suits we have. If you really want the gem, then you have to wear the swimming suit. So one has to be very, you can say, vigilant and watchful. What are the thoughts are going on in the mind. So very nice, the bhajan which Srila Prabhupada is referring here, of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yesterday morning, as soon as I read the purport, I was just going through that, the whole bhajan. It has such a nice meaning. Anadi karma phale, padi bhavaranava jale, tari bare na dekhi upaye. From time immemorial, I am drowning in this mortal ocean. So anyone also have the experience of swimming in the ocean? Especially if you go to Jagannath Puri, we have the experience. when you go near the beach and then the water touches your feet, it gives very pleasing sensation. But the more you go ahead, then there are waves of the ocean, and there are specific features are there of the waves of the ocean. One of the features is it comes, when it comes, it's very pleasing, but then it pulls you inside the ocean. Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Shri Gaunitai ki jai. And just 2 years before, I was there in Dwarka, and I went to take bath in the ocean, and I had the very severe experience at that time. I was going ahead and then it was pulling me inside, and suddenly very heavy waves started coming and they were beating me like anything, and it made a marks on my body. Almost for like 2-3 days I was having severe pain. So similarly it has been given, it has said here, Hey Vishay Hala Hale Divani Shihya Jale Manu Kab Sukha Na Paaye. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here, I have fallen into the ocean of material existence as a result of my selfish activities, which are without beginning, and I see no means of deliverance from the great ocean of nascence. Day and night my heart burns from the poison of this worldly activities, and on account of this my mind finds no pleasure and satisfaction. So the different desires which we have, this material world is compared to ocean. No matter how good swimmer you may be, but if you are like in middle of the ocean, your swimming is not going to work, and constant the waves are coming up. So waves has been compared to the desires which we have in this world, which are constantly disturbing us day and night. Pravrutti urmira taha khelo asha pasha shato shato klesha diya aviroto. Hundreds and thousands of desires like nooses around my neck constantly give me misery and trouble. In that great ocean of nascence play the waves of materialistic tendency. In this world there are many thieves and rogues, of whom 6 are prominent: lust, anger, greed, illusion and madness. They are causing me great fear, and in this way my life is coming to an end. So you can say the greatest obstacle, especially one is aspiring to attain Krishna in this life, are the desires. And we all have the experience, especially when we are sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, that it is very difficult to give up these desires. But one need to understand that unless until the heart doesn't become completely free from these desires, different desire to enjoy this material world, desire for the respect, desire for the recognition, different desires we have. Atma Indriya Priti Vancha, for the selfish motivations, as much as the desires we have, it's practically impossible to advance in Krishna consciousness. And just 2 days before, we are also listening very nice narration of Gundicha Maharajan when Krishnananda was speaking. So there also it has been said that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally through his example he has exhibited that if you really want Krishna in your heart, the heart should be completely crystal clear, pure. So there it has been mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in the words of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got all the devotees together for cleansing of Gundicha temple, because he was knowing that next day Lord Jagannath is going to come there. So he got all the devotees and personally with his example he taught how to cleanse the temple. Premullasa shodena layena Krishna nama Bhaktagana Krishna kahe kare nija kama. So first thing, you can say what are the prerequisites for cleansing the temple or cleansing the heart. So first thing it has mentioned here, Premullasa Shodhena Layena Krishna Nama Bhaktagarna Krishna Kahe Kare Nija Kama. So Prem Ullas, the service has to be rendered, but what kind of service? With love and enthusiasm, which has been given here. One should have that kind of love and one should be enthusiastic for serving. And till what time one should keep serving? To dhuli dusara tanu dekhite shobana kaha kaha ashrujale kare sammarjana. Till the time the temple doesn't become thoroughly cleansed. So we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was cleaning and all the devotees are cleaning. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked all the devotees that you should accumulate the dust and whatever dust particles are there. And whoever will get the maximum quantity of dust, he will get the special recognition by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this kind of like spiritual competition Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inducing between the devotees. And then they did once. And again, Sukshma Dhuli Truna Kankara Sabak Karaha Dura Bhalamate Shodana Karaha Prabhura Antapura. And after getting the gross, whatever the dust was there, then again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to cleanse the temple once again. And whatever very minute particles were there, everything he means was trying to cleanse. And then later on, thoroughly with water, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has washed. So he has shown from this example, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes a very elaborate purport. At the end, if you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada mentions the whole purport. At the end of this chapter, cleansing of Gundicha temple, like how those different desires which are there in our heart, they are compared. Bhukti mukti spruha yavad hriti vartate. Mukti means desire to enjoy this world. And mukti, desire to get relief from the miseries. Till the time one has this kind of tenderness in the heart, till that time the devotional service of Krishna consciousness, bhakti, will not be revealed in the heart. That is mentioned here. So finally, when the heart become the temple become completely pure, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami mentions there, Nirmala Shitala Snigdha Karila Mandira Apana Hridayena Dharila Bahira. He mentions it very nicely. Nirmala Shitala Snigdha Karila Mandira. How the temple, it was Nirmala. There was no mal, no dust was there. Shital, it was like very cooling, pleasing. Snigdha. Almost like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown his own heart. That way the whole temple was cleansed. So in this way we see that whatever desires we have, especially we have the experience when we practice the chanting of Hare Krishna, that there are unlimited desires are constantly disturbing us day and night, which comes up again and again, more we try to sincerely practice Krishna consciousness. So unless until this desire doesn't get completely cleansed, there's no possibility. Like I was just referring to one of the purport of Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada mentions, it's a lecture on the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada mentions that till the time one has even a pinch of desire to enjoy this material world, his advancement to the spiritual world will be checked. Even pinch of material desire. Like we have the experience, especially when we live in the Brahmachari ashram, most of our devotees will sleep in the mosquito net we have nowadays. Very specifically designed that mosquito nets are there. So I just got a very nice experience. Once I just went to one of the temple with a mosquito net, and usually at the night I put that mosquito net. And before I went to sleep, I just opened the zip, and suddenly I got some service, so I had to go, and it was left open. So by the time I entered in the mosquito net, there were a few mosquitoes were already entered. And I was trying to remove them, and finally I closed. But there was one mosquito was left inside the mosquito net. And that one mosquito is sufficient to like make your whole sleep, to disturb your whole sleep in the night. So that's like one material desire. If your material desire is like one mosquito in the net. So we hear that the day before yesterday also we heard how one can become completely pure. The solution which has been given, like Krishnananda was speaking the day before yesterday, that ultimately the solution is one should very attentively chant Cheto Darpana Marjanam. The consciousness, which is compared to mirror, that can be cleansed only through chanting of Hare Krishna. But there are certain things which one needs to take care, like most of us, we have the experience that from such a long period we are chanting Hare Krishna, day and night we have the kirtans here, but the experience is that the heart is not really getting cleansed completely. So how, what are the qualities one need to cultivate in one's life so that by our practice of Krishna consciousness the heart can become pure? So one very nice section which I was just studying a few days before, which I would like to mention here. So in Bhagavatam we see that there are many different examples of different devotees, those who have practiced Krishna consciousness and they got the result. So the one of the very famous pastime which has been given, the incident in Bhagavatam, is of Ajamil. How the Ajamil, who was having so many sinful tendencies in the life, and finally at the end of his life he chanted the name of Lord Narayan and finally went to the spiritual world. That's the whole story we know, but there are some more details which one should observe. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says like Srimad Bhagavatam is like the form of Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashaya Pratishloke Pratikshare Nana Arthakaya. The way like you take, when you take the darshan of Krishna, Radha, Shyam, Sundar, you see each and every limbs, ekaikasho angani dhyanu bhavayet pada diyavadhasitam gadabhrita. We take darshan of each and every limb, and more we meditate on the different parts of Krishna's body, our heart becomes pure. So similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the words of Srimad Bhagavatam are also compared to the limbs of Krishna. So we see that Ajamila chanted the name of Lord Narayan and finally he has been saved by Vishnu Dutas. And at the end he went to the Vaikuntha. But there is something in between which is very much relevant, especially for us. Because our condition is also like Ajamila. Ajamila was completely sinful. He has practically committed all the sins. At the end of life, he came in the contact of devotees, Vishnu Dutas. He came in the association of the pure devotees, associates of the Lord. And just by the few moments of association of the Lord, there was some transformation. So how that transformation took place has been very nicely explained by Shukadeva Goswami. So we'll try to understand some of those words. So there it has been mentioned that first Yamdutas came and then Vishnudutas, they had the conversation and finally Vishnudutas spoke the glories of the chanting of the holy name. Ayam hikrita nirvesha janma kotya hasam api yad vyajahara vivasho nama swasyayanam hare. That this Ajamila, he has performed the atonement कृत निर्वेशः जन्म कोटि अमसाम अपि, फॉर ऑल द सिंस विच हैज कमिटेड इन ऑल हिज लाइव्स, यद व्याज आहार विवश नाम स्वस्य न हरे. एज सुन एज ही चैंटेड द नेम्स ऑफ लॉर्ड हरि इन हेल्पलेस कंडीशन एंड देन लाइक दैट दे स्पोक द ग्लोरीज ऑफ चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम एंड फाइनली the Siamdutas became speechless and they have to go. So at that time it has been mentioned that when, having been released from the noose of Yamraj's servant, the Brahmana Ajamila was free from fear and came back to his senses and immediately offered the obeisances to Vishnudutas. And when Vishnudutas saw that he is about to say something, he is offering obeisances, immediately Vishnudutas also disappeared. So at that time, now Shukadeva Goswami is saying, what happened after Vishnudutas, Yamdutas left, what are the things which has brought the transformation in Ajamila's life? If we can adopt all these qualities in our life, then the real purification will start. Because we also come in the association of devotees. Ajamila got just one Bhagavatam class. We'll ask, how many Bhagavatam class you have attended? If you just count, he didn't got like opportunity to attend all the Bhagavatam class. He just attended one Bhagavatam class by Yamdutas, and part two was by Vishnudutas. And there was a change in the life. So it has been explained here. Ajamilopiti akarnya dutanam yamakrishnaya dharma bhagavatam shuddhyam traivedyam chagunashrayam. Ajamilah, what are the things he has done? So the first thing which has been mentioned here, Ajamilah api atha akarnya, akarnya means very attentively he has heard. Dutanam yamakrishna yaha means the Vishnu, the conversation between Vishnu and Yamdutas he has attended. He has heard very attentively dharmam bhagavatam shuddham traivedyam chagunashrayam. Ajamila could understand the religious principle that I act under the three modes of material nature. So he understood this science of devotional service from this. So the first quality which is there, which can bring the transformation in the heart, that is most important, is the hearing. Akaranya, the word which has been mentioned here. That one is supposed to hear regularly. Unless until one doesn't hear, like the other day I was hearing one of the lecture, I think Shubha Krishna Prabhu only mentioned, shared with me. It's a lecture of, I think, Mahatma Prabhu. He was giving the Japa seminar and he was telling that what is the greatest problem nowadays in the ISKCON? That the people, those who are chanting Hare Krishna, you see that all the time people chant Hare Krishna, but rarely they hear Hare Krishna. They chant Hare Krishna all the time, but they don't hear. The same thing means, unless until one doesn't hear the Krishna Naam, the Krishna Katha, the purification doesn't happen. So one should hear very attentively, submissively, that is most important. And hearing should be also means, there are different like motivations has been given. One is called as ritualistic hearing. As a part of duty we hear Bhagavatam. There are different ritualistic hearing, then informational hearing, inspirational hearing. Sometimes devotees just like to hear the classes from different speakers because they will get more and more different kinds of informations. Sometimes they hear from different devotees, advanced devotees, to get some kind of inspiration. But when the purpose is, that is called as transformational hearing. When you hear Krishna Katha with the purpose that I really want to get transformed, yeah, when we hear say, like the section of Ajamila, yeah, his life has been transformed. So we should have that sense of urgency and that sense of need that I really want to purify myself. So with that motivation, when you hear, then the thing what happens is the purification. So as soon as the purification started, what are the next things in Ajamil's life? You see that different lesson. The first thing is the hearing. And the next lesson is Bhaktiman Bhagavati Ashu Mahatma Shravana Dhare Anuttaba Mahan Asit Smarato Ashubamatmanaha. So as soon as the heart became pure, when you sincerely chant Hare Krishna, the heart becomes pure. Then the next step comes in the life. And that is like most of us have the experience when you sincerely chant and you pray to Krishna that, oh Krishna, I really want you. Then Krishna really reciprocates with you. And the first thing which he will do, that he will open your heart and he will show everything what is there. What are the things there inside. And one needs to admit those, all this, what are the dirt is there in the heart. So that one of the devotees was mentioning that before anartha nivrutti, there is a step which comes before anartha nivrutti, that is called anartha jagruti. That one become aware of the dirt which is there in the heart. And it's very, like, it's not very pleasing when you come to know that what are the things there are in the. So one has to give up all those things. So if you have to give up all the desires in the heart, so-called material desires, the first thing we need to understand that we have the material desires. Like in Hindi they say, there is a song in the movies they sing, Aur tumhare bhakta gano mein humse badhkar kaun. The materialistic tendency is that I am a great, I am the best. But more sincerely you practice Krishna consciousness, immediately you come to know that yeah, there is a dirt in the heart. So I was just hearing a very nice section, nice pastime recently, especially about his name is Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Most of you might have heard, like the way he went through the whole very difficult situation. He got the cancer and finally came to know that he has to leave the body. At that time, he got many realizations. He was giving, die before you die something. Srila Prabhupada also has mentioned that one should die before the death comes. What does that mean? Like here, a very nice section which has been given here, like how we are changing the bodies. So there are the two different kinds of death. One is, we all know, the death of the gross body. The death of gross body happens and then, but the subtle body is always there with us. Here we just heard like how the subtle body takes you, the desires which are there in the mind, which takes you from one body to another. So what should be the goal of life? It said that one's subtle body should also die. The subtle body is made up of basically mind, intelligence, the false ego. So if one can get rid of this mind and false ego, so very nicely Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was mentioning in his lecture that at the end of life, when he came to know that he has to leave the body, so I think most of us, we don't have that experience, but sometimes you would get that experience, especially when they're like severely ill, they get some kind of fever and they feel that, yeah, I'm going to leave the body. So when you get that feeling that you have to leave the body, then what happens? That all the past memories comes out. Like the other day I was mentioning about the camera, Krishna Prabhu. That whatever desires are there, like Krishna is taking the photographs. And nowadays they have the digital camera. But previously we used to have like a different kind of camera which is having the roll. So when you take the photographs with that camera which is consisting of roll, and finally when you get the photographs, when you wash that roll, then you get all those photographs. So similarly, whatever thoughts which are coming throughout the life, they are like they're taking the different snaps. And at the end of life, all those photos comes in front of you. So Maharaj was mentioning how like different kinds of whatever desires throughout the life he was having, everything started coming up at the end of life. And especially started remembering, when the purification starts, you remember all your past. He remembered like how when he was a small child and he was having that name. And finally when he came in contact with Srila Prabhupada, then he got initiated. And he got the name, as a brahmachari he was having the name Ghanshyam Das. And then he was telling that how he was trying to disconnect himself with all this identification. Yeah, I was a small boy, or I was from Africa, or I was Ghanshyam Das, all these different identifications are there. He's trying to. So when the purification happens, the first thing is you come to know whatever the different kinds of anarthas we have. So here very nicely, the Ajamil also started repenting. So that has been mentioned here. Alas, being a servant of my senses, how degraded I became. I fell down from my position of a duly qualified Brahmana and begot children in the womb of prostitute. All condemnation upon me. I acted so sinfully that I degraded my family tradition. Indeed, I gave up my chaste and beautiful young wife to have sexual intercourse with a fallen prostitute accustomed to drinking wine. It's a very nice statement Srila Prabhupada mentions here in the purport. This is the mentality of one who is becoming a pure devotee. When one is elevated to the platform of devotional service by the grace of the Lord and spiritual master, one first regrets his past sinful activities. And this helps one advance in the spiritual life. Not only should one give up his past bad habits, but he must always regret his past sinful life. This is the standard of pure devotion. Srila Prabhupada mentions here. Or other place, same thing Prabhupada repeats here, that especially those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, they should always remember their past, what they were before they coming to Krishna consciousness. So the first thing is, when we sincerely chant, we hear, the purification happens, and purification happens, then the anarthas comes out. And one really needs to admit that. And how one can admit that? One should reveal to Guru, to the superiors. Because that is the most difficult thing. Yeah, sometimes we come to know that I have something wrong in my heart. But we are so much like conditioned, we are so much attached to those things, we don't want to give up. So that then the easy way which has been mentioned there is that at least one should go and reveal that in front of Krishna. That is the first thing, if one doesn't have that courage to go in front of Guru. So that is most important, that one should reveal in front of Krishna and then also in front of Guru. So there it has been mentioned, like he was mentioning how he gave up his father and mother and finally also gave up his chaste wife. So like that, this is mentioned there. And then, so first thing is, when you hear the purification happens, and then you realize your dirt in the heart, and then you repent for that. Like at some other place, it is mentioned that one should literally cry when we come to know what are the dirts we have. And especially when you cry, then whatever tendencies are there to commit the same sinful activities again, that goes away, as mentioned. And then it has been mentioned here that was this a dream I saw, or was it reality? I saw fearsome men with ropes in their hands coming to arrest me and drag me away. Where they have gone? And where have those four liberated and very beautiful persons gone who released me from arrest and saved me from being dragged down to hellish regions. I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. So when you repent, when you admit what are the mistakes you have, these are the anarthas I have in my heart. And then another thing which has been mentioned here is one should also be aware that in case if I could not have practiced Krishna consciousness, what could be my destiny? Like we can just think at it. If I could not have been Krishna consciousness, where could I have been now? Might be doing some kind of sense enjoyment. So, and what could be destiny or what could be result of that? So if Srila Prabhupada could not have given Krishna consciousness to us, if Srila Prabhupada could not have established this Krishna consciousness movement, then definitely we are also supposed to get those kinds of reactions in our life. So here the another quality which we see, the first thing is he understood that whatever the faults he had, and he became very much grateful to the Vishnu Dutas that those four exalted personalities came and they have really rescued me. So one of the devotees was mentioning that especially in Kali Yuga, the kind of atmosphere we have outside, so much like opportunities for sense gratification, so much opportunities to get deviated from Krishna consciousness. The kind of education, training is the world is giving to children. So one is sure to go to hell. So you can just imagine, like a very nice example is given. Say like someone is driving a car and the car doesn't have the brake and the car is going with full speed of 100, and ahead there is a deep valley at the end of the road and he's going to fall into that deep valley. So what is the possibility that he will be saved? Practically there is no possibility. There is no brake in the car and there is full speed and then there is deep valley. So suddenly at that time, if someone can like completely turn your car, get the U-turn, so and then you will be saved. That is the only option. So Srila Prabhupada's coming in our life is like a U-turn, you can say. We are completely going to the hellish planet. That was like we got confirmed tickets. And suddenly we came into contact with the followers of Srila Prabhupada, and suddenly. So one has to always remember this thing. That is called as the gratitude. This is the most important quality which we see here in Ajamil's life. That he became very much grateful for whatever he has received. And this is the most important quality. In other words, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentions that gratitude is like a fuel in Krishna consciousness. Like the vehicle cannot go without the fuel. So the Krishna consciousness, one cannot advance without gratitude. One has to be really grateful for whatever one has received. And if we observe minutely, practically each and every devotee with whom we come in contact with, they have really contributed for our advancement in Krishna consciousness. And one of the very famous examples we see in Srimad Bhagavatam is of Dhruva Maharaj. Initially Dhruva Maharaj, when he was insulted by his stepmother, and then he went to his mother Suniti. And Suniti just said that, tapasa aradhya purusham tasteva anugrahename. Just go and do tapasya in the forest. She has not given all the detail, like how one should practice Krishna consciousness and other things. But very little, that is called a vartama pradarshak. Just showed the direction. And finally, he came in contact with Narada. And at the end, we see that he has attained Krishna. The Vishnu Dutas came to take him back. So as soon as he sat down in the and the plane to go back to the spiritual world, the first thing he remembered is his mother. And Srila Prabhupada immediately mentions there with all his humility that because Mother Suniti has shown the path, and then Dhruva Maharaj remembered him at the end of his life. So similarly, we are preaching Krishna consciousness throughout the world, and so many people are taking Krishna consciousness very sincerely. So even if one person will become a pure devotee, maybe by his grace, I will also go back to the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada mentions that. So there, another quality which has been shown in Dhruva's life is the gratitude. What kind of contribution was there of Mother Suniti? She just showed the path. But Dhruva remembered that much also. So one has to become really grateful for whatever he has received, the holy name, the association. Actually, we don't deserve this, but out of the specially the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu we have received. So when one gets developed the quality of gratitude, then the next quality comes, which we see here in the life of Ajamila, that he became very humble. So unless until this quality of repentance and awareness of our past life, and then there is gratitude, if these things are not there, then humility becomes very artificial. So then he really became humble. And at that time, then he, this two very important last final lessons which are there. So he took the sankalpa, he became very determined, he took the sankalpa that now I am not going to deviate from the path of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada immediately mentions in the purport, this should be the standard of determination for all Krishna conscious person. That is the first line Prabhupada says. This is the standard. One should be determined that once one has got initiated in the path of Krishna consciousness, one will not get deviated. And next thing he says that I will show mercy to all living entities. So the, you can say, the gratitude becomes complete when you develop the quality of sacrifice. Whoever has contributed for you, when you develop that quality of sacrifice for him. Like Sachinandan Maharaj very nicely mentions in the book Art of Transformation, how a devotee can go from Vaidhi Mark to Raga Mark. Like we are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, we don't have the desire to practice Krishna consciousness, forcefully we are practicing. How from that stage one can go to the stage of spontaneous devotion? So there he mentions that one wants for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. When one goes out of the comfort zone and take the risk in the service of Krishna, then immediately one has been promoted to the Raga Marg. Very nice. So one needs to, like, everyone has his comfort zone. Like we see, like Srila Prabhupada was very happily situated here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. But he went out of the comfort zone to satisfy the Guru. The gopis were nicely living in Sri Vrindavan. But when they heard the flute of Krishna, they left their comfort zone. They went, they rebelled against their family. So when we have, everyone has their own comfort zone. One doesn't want to completely surrender. So when we see that how, when develops that kind of determination that for the service or for the pleasure of Guru, I can take any kind of risk, then he immediately gets promoted to the Raga Marg. Then only means, like here, the thing which has been mentioned is like we have the desire to enjoy. So the desire to enjoy can only be purified when you replace it with the desire to make Krishna enjoy. But that can start from the level of satisfying Guru and Vaishnavas. One cannot directly satisfy Krishna. So when you satisfy Guru and Vaishnava, especially by taking the risk in the life, by going out of the comfort zone, then immediately one makes advancement in the life, especially. And then one gets rid of this, whatever the desires are there in the heart. Because Krishna then purifies your heart, especially. And we get the experience, like just last incident, His own Kadam Kanan Maharaj was mentioning, like he studied Srila Prabhupada books, then for many years he was engaged in many different services, especially very intense services, management and different things. Especially he was here in Vrindavan for many years. And at the end, like when he left the services from here, and then he said that he got some time to again study Prabhupada books, Bhagavatam. So I was mentioning that I studied Prabhupada books, Bhagavatam before also, and then I did lot of services, and after that again, when I started studying, I started getting very deeper realizations by studying the same Bhagavatam. So that's there, that when you serve the mission of Guru, when you serve the mission of the Acharya, then the heart really becomes cleansed, especially with the heart of gratitude, with a humble attitude which has been given here, with all different qualities which has been given. Then only one becomes qualified to enter into the spiritual world. Yeah, I got this statement of Srila Prabhupada from one of the lecturer. If you have still a pinch of attraction for material life, then it will be stopped. Your promotion to the other spiritual world, simply attachment to Krishna, that will make you advance. So that can come when you get attached to the devotees, to the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Any doubts, any comments? I just went a little bit ahead of time. I didn't realize. So, thank you very much. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ved Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Tai Gaur Premanande.